Hello and welcome to the third and final Excessive Fantasy Violence from the BFI London Film Festival. I'm Alistair, and I'm going to talk about the final few films that I saw at the 60th BFI London Film Festival this year. The third last film at the festival I saw was The Man from Mo Wax. For those who don't know, Mo Wax was a music label that was quite popular in the sort of early to mid 90s sort of time. It's a documentary about that label and primarily the founder of the label. So the music they made was a sort of dance, sort of chill out music, I guess, is the best way to put it. It's kind of difficult to describe. But it wasn't a genre of music I knew much about. Probably their most famous act was a band called Uncle, who released an album called Science Fiction. That was quite well regarded. Had a lot of famous collaborators on it, including Tom York, Richard Ashcroft, Ian Brown, people like that. So I was aware of Uncle, especially the Ian Brown song that he recorded with Uncle. I was aware of being a big Stone Roses fan. But it was a really interesting documentary about this guy's life, how he started DJing when he was 14, writing a column about music when he was 16, opening a label when he was 18. It was a real whirlwind sort of story about success from such a young age. Charts the rise and fall of Mo Wax Records, how it kind of gets consumed by the music industry. Really interesting, very good film. The audience was really engaged. You could tell there was a lot of fans of the music in the audience when I watched it. They loved the Q&A at the end. Of all the films at the festival, this was the one you could tell the audience were really on board, really excited, really enthusiastic about it. And I left just wanting to find out more about this music. So I've copied from a friend the science fiction album by Uncle, going to listen to that and find out about some new music. On the last day of the festival, I saw two films, the first of which was Snowden, which is Oliver Stone's biopic about Edward Snowden. It's a very interesting film. It goes into a lot of detail about Edward Snowden's life, starting when he was trained to be in the US Army and then had a medical discharge, and how he gets involved in working for the CIA and eventually discovers about the sort of American government's program of mass surveillance. It's very interesting. Even for someone I thought I knew a lot about Edward Snowden, had read a lot about him and the stories surrounding him, there were definitely things I didn't know that I learned from the film. It had some very good performances, especially from Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing Edward Snowden. He was, very good, with uncanny resemblance. Had a very, very good cast in other ways. Zachary Quinto played one of the main journalists who broke the story. Tom Wilkinson playing The Guardian's Ewan McCaskill with a convincing Scottish accent. That was very good. It's not every day you see a Guardian journalist you're familiar with being played on the big screen in Oliver Stone documentaries. So that was interesting, somewhat unusual. It's a very tense film. A lot of emotions, really took you inside the mind of Edward Snowden and made you kind of see how he went from being this patriot, very enthusiastic for the American government, and how he ended up becoming disillusioned and why he did what he did. So yeah, I learned a lot. It's very emotional. Did a really good way of conveying his inner state and the changes he went through, much more than the non-fiction I've seen about Edward Snowden did. It's clearly a project Oliver Stone was passionate about. He did a very good job of conveying the character's inner state and also detailing some of these incredibly complex cyber spying and sort of computer systems, showing them in an accessible way, which is very difficult because it's such a complex and story that most people don't find it accessible. It's really interesting that documentary that came out 2 years by Edward Snowden called Citizen 4, I would say, is a better film. So if you see one film about Edward Snowden, go see Citizen 4. If you see a second film about Edward Snowden, definitely go and see Snowden. Or if you prefer fiction to non-fiction, Snowden is probably a bit more accessible. The final film I saw at the festival on its final day was The Ghoul, a low-budget British psychological thriller. It's a very clever film. It plays throughout the film with the audience's expectations. You think it's going one way, and it goes in the other. It keeps you guessing. It's very interesting in that regard. You start by thinking it's a crime film, but then it sort of changed into this much more, I think, of a psychological thriller and sort of portrait of what it's like to live with depression, you know, more than anything else, more than anything specifically about crime. So it does change as it goes along. It's very tense, very dark, very unusual. Very interesting portrayal of London. Clearly a London where people live, not the London or sort of glamorous Hollywood films. So it's a very interesting portrayal of, you know, the real London, the housing estates and the sort of the roads and the bits that don't usually make it onto film. It gets very strange as it goes along. It gets really strange, I would say. So if you like your surreal films, it does go a bit odd at the end. It's got an ambiguous ending. You're not really sure how it ends or what specifically happened at the end, but it is interesting. So if you do like your low-budget, gritty, psychological crime thrillers that are British in nature, I can recommend The Ghoul. It's an interesting one. So that covers all 11 films that I saw at the London Film Festival. The complete list from the top was The 13th, Tower, Spaceship, The Worthy, A Monster Calls, Planetarium, Arrival, Stopover, Man from Mowax, Snowden, and The Ghoul. It was a really interesting selection of films this year. The festival did a really great job of having an excellent slate. I've heard there's lots of really good films that I didn't get to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing them when they come out or when I get them on DVD. I guess all that's left is for me to choose a few favourites. I really liked Spaceship, which we covered in MFV 18. It's a very good film. It's a really interesting sort of teen drama, again, a low-budget British film, slightly strange, slightly ambiguous. The Worthy was fantastic. A gritty, post-apocalyptic, a Middle Eastern thriller, really violent, really tense, really worth watching. Highly recommend that. And I also really liked Arrival, that we'll be reviewing in the next episode of Moderate Fantasy Violence, episode 19. But I won't say any more about that. You should tune into the episode and listen. And that's all I have to say about this year's 60th BFI London Film Festival. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm very much looking forward to next year's festival. I've been Alistair Ball. Thanks for listening.